96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Now, you may have tingling in your extremities, pain in your legs or feet. You may have those spidery blue-green veins traveling just beneath the skin, those varicose veins. All of these things and more may be caused by PAD, peripheral arterial disease. Well, what is that, and how can it be addressed? On this Medical Monday, we're looking into that. My guest is Dr. Jeffrey Dormu, founder, CEO, and lead vascular surgeon with the Minimally Invasive Vascular Center here in the D.C. Metro. If you have a question or comment about varicose veins, tingling or pain in your feet, or any of the other issues related to PAD, peripheral arterial disease, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Certainly, you're welcome to follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR or Daily Drum WHUR. Dr. Dormu, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Mr. Fisher.
Sure thing. So let's first of all get a working definition. What is PAD, peripheral arterial disease?
So PAD, P-A-D, which is also mentioned PVD, peripheral vascular disease, interchangeably, is a general term that talks about poor circulation from head to toe. Most commonly, it affects the lower extremities, the legs. And that's also one of the most common signs that people see. Tight, they're painful, they're heavy. We get really busy. They come to the office and we find out they have poor circulation, either blockages in the arteries or veins that are leaking. And these can lead to really devastating problems. We also coined that term vascular devastation. One of the worst complications could be loss of a limb, whether amputation, blockage in the arteries, supplying blood to the brain. Obviously, you can have a stroke. We know our dialysis centers are filled with many minorities because of the complications that lead to kidney disease and blockages of the kidneys. But there's a lot more going on than what meets the eye. Mm-hmm. Most of the time, it's just the varicose veins that people often see, and therefore they figure, hey, let me see a vascular surgeon. But most of the time, they don't even know who to go see. So they follow up with their primary care doctors, sometimes for several years, and not refer to the specialist that they need to see.
Interesting. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about PAD, peripheral arterial disease. Do you need to see a vascular surgeon? If you have a question, if you have a comment, give us a call, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We, of course, will be taking as many calls as you can. Lines are open. Let me go to Darnell calling from Upper Marlboro. Darnell, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
How you doing?
Doing just fine.
I was listening to the radio, and when you guys said something about, people with start to develop the leg pains and, through different pains and stuff that I noticed, I started from playing basketball for a long time. I've noticed that the, pains and whatever started to be real more formidable in my legs. Now on both of my legs, the inner thigh part, whatever you call it, both of them look like a little, like a road map. So I thought trimming down or whatever would help it. But it's not.
Doctor?
Well, vascular disease, specifically varicose veins, which another term they use in the medical field is venous insufficiency or venous reflux. We see that among athletes, people who ride their bikes 30 miles, 40 miles a day, people like yourself who play basketball and consider yourself very athletic. The varicose veins will still show up. You sound young, and I'm pretty sure based on what you're saying, that's what they call venous insufficiency.
Voice probably a little bit younger than, the age.
Well, how old are you, Darnell?
I'm 49.
But you're young.
You're young, right?
Yeah. Right. I'm right in there with you,
yeah,
man.
Right, bro.
Yeah.
You know, this December, my 50th, you know, but I can still play basketball, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll be telling my youngest kid is 9. I have a bigger son who's in basketball. You know, he's in college playing ball. But I'll be telling him, you know, like, hey, I can still dunk, but with the pains, hey, I just can't because I don't do Advil, Tylenol, whatever. I'm just, like, really totally against medications because of the upbringing. You know, I don't want anything that has anything to do with narcotics in my system.
Well, how would he know that this is a pad and not something else?
By being preventive, getting it checked out. Rather see your primary care doctor. Hopefully they can refer you to a specialist. Or you can see a vascular surgeon.
Okay. Is there any places that you would recommend, like right offhand, that you know that they're, like, great at this?
Yes. My office. Minimally Invasive Vascular Center. MIVCMD.com.
Okay. Again, what's the website again?
MIVCMD.com.
Okay.
If you come to MIVC, certainly, we will get all your information. History and physical is the majority of what needs to take place when you come to a doctor's office. But then you can get evaluated simply non-invasively by way of ultrasounds so that you actually can look and see if it's your veins or if it's the arteries or could it be something
else. Being an Afro-American male, I play ball with a lot of other guys, and I see it. Like, mm-hmm. it's definitely on my fellow brother.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
like, it's definitely there. Like, I see it a lot. And, you know, and when I see it also, I felt a little bit strange, you know, like trying to wear longer socks or, you know, like the basketball things or whatever, because I normally saw it on females.
Hmm. Well, I will certainly give, you know, you can certainly reach out to them, and that information will be posted on our website, whur.com, after the program. So certainly good luck to you and good health to you. And thank you so much for your phone call.
Thank you so much for the information. Thank
sure thing. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about vascular surgery tonight, whether or not you may have a PAD, that is a peripheral arterial disease. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. Lynetta, calling from Bowie. Thanks for calling, Lynetta. What's on your mind?
I was just asking a question because I've always had fluid in my legs, and I was listening to him saying about the pain in your legs, and I always contribute the fluid with the pain. I've had varicose veins, and I'm just trying to see if I should be concerned about that since he brought that up about the pain in your legs. I don't have any medical condition, so they won't do anything about the fluid that I'm retaining.
How old are you?
I am 48.
Okay. Doctor.
Right around the same age as the other caller. Well, absolutely, you should be concerned. Whenever there's fluid retaining in your legs, it's either what I mentioned before, venous insufficiency, which you may see spider veins or varicose veins, but it can also be a series of other things like lymphedema. It's rare, but there can also be organ failure, kidneys failing, heart, different organs that would cause a backup in your system, and therefore you would see the swelling in your lower extremities, which would be your legs and your feet, most likely. If you haven't had any injury, most likely it is not lymphedema, but it's leaking of the veins, venous insufficiency, which I mentioned before. There are several people who wear compression stockings, certainly depending on what kind of job you do. If you're on your feet a lot, even if you're sitting for long periods of time, again, that dependent area, which is in your legs, it retains fluid. But to prevent this, you need to get checked out because you can develop infections. You can develop non-healing ulcers. It's rare that someone will lose a leg from a vein problem, but it can happen. Arterial problems also kind of coincide with vein problems. So, again, the best thing to do is get it checked out.
Okay. Regina, I'm sorry. Caller, thank you so much for giving me a call. I appreciate it. I have a question, Dr. Dormu. Our first caller talked about being athletic and seeing veins on not only, you know, his legs, but on the legs of the guys that he plays basketball with. But we often see people that are athletic that are very fit, and they also have veins, you know, if they are lean. So what's the difference between someone who may be, you know, younger or extremely athletic, has very lean body mass, and you see lines of veins on their skin, and someone who has varicose veins?
Well, the reason people get this problem sometimes is genetic predisposition.
Okay.
So it has nothing to do if you're athletic or, you know, but we do see it in a lot of athletes. That genetic predisposition, whether mom or granddad had problems with their veins, and, you know, 40, 50 years ago, they didn't know much about this or didn't know what to do. And certainly they couldn't treat it the way we do now with technology. So genetics plays a role, but also if you're overweight, that plays a role. For females, we see this in their first trimester, okay, when their estrogen levels and the progesterone is high. It causes the valves inside the vein to dilate. And, you know, we're on our feet all the time. We're fighting gravity, okay? For barbers, beauticians, people who are constantly on their legs, including that person who's running 3 or 4 miles a day, it's wear and tear, okay? So, and a lot of times we're able to take care of this, like I mentioned before, with just compression stockings. But they have to be the right fit, the right measurement, as well as the right pressure. Otherwise, it can cause damage. But although we've been talking about veins, you have to really be concerned about the arteries. Now, you can lose your legs from your arteries. We see a lot of people, especially in our community, in wheelchairs. And we just assume there was some rare disease form, and it's the diabetes, it's the smoking, it's the high blood pressure, it's the high cholesterol, which predisposes them to these problems. Sometimes they figure, let me just go to a foot doctor, which is a big difference from a vascular surgeon who's going to check on the overall circulation. Nothing moves without circulation, okay? So that's who you should be seeing, that vascular surgeon. Certainly people are scared when they hear that word surgeon. I would tell you I'm very busy, and I would tell you less than 5% of my patients who actually needs work done, surgery is involved. Mm-hmm. Most of the patients, we're able to fix them through minimally invasive ways. Again, I mentioned how the technology has improved these things. Most patients don't have to go to the hospital. They don't have to get cut. And they're back to their normal lives.
I want to talk to you a little bit more about that. But before I do, I want to try to slide in one quick phone call, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Regina calling from Leesburg. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind, Regina?
Yes, I'm calling because I did get injections for the varicose veins. And once I got injections for the varicose veins, I got the spider vein, but I only have one large varicose vein. And I do believe it was, like you said, for circulation. I do believe it is possibly for being overweight. I also feel that it could have possibly been from being on my feet a lot. So I'm real concerned about the my condition. I did go see, like I said, the gentleman to get the injections, but I still have them.
Yes.
So is this something that's covered by insurance also?
Well, what you most likely had or what you were treated for is what they thought were spider veins or between spider veins and varicose veins. And it doesn't seem like they actually took care of the source. The source, again, is the vein leaking, which is deeper inside. And unless you get an ultrasound and see if the veins are actually leaking, you can get those spider veins injected every month, and they will keep coming back. You need to take care of the source, okay? You need to get an ultrasound. It's a special ultrasound to see if you actually have that reflux, that venous insufficiency that we talked about. And therefore, there's laser, there's something called radio frequency ablation that can close those veins and therefore stop the source. And you may find yourself only getting the injections once, and that'd be it.
I need to take a break. Regina, thank you so much for calling. If you're on the line, that includes CC, calling from D.C., Elton calling from Rockville, Bridget in Silver Spring. Stay with us. You will be able to hear the program, and I will get to your calls in just a bit. So hang on. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. We're going to continue this conversation about whether or not you may need a vascular surgeon. Do you have PAD, peripheral arterial disease, and all of the other issues, and there are many more that have to deal with that particular issue. So stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment.